It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 119 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian, a recent Tungler Robichaud.
Julian, what does Tungle mean?
Tungle, we don't know.
We don't know, and will we find out on the podcast?
I don't know if I should say yes or no to that, just to kind of keep people hanging. I think that should be maybe something that draws people in and makes them listen.
Yeah, because we really need that. So we spoke with Mark Gingras, who is the CEO of Tungle. And Julian, what is Tungle?
Well, you know, that it's interesting because when we went into this podcast, and we're recording this after we actually had the interview, so, you know, this is... It's sort of like looking into my crystal ball, I guess. But I was really expecting them just to be a calendar company. You know, like, hey, we have a calendaring system and you can go on your calendar and do calendar stuff with it. And that's actually not what Tungle is. Tungle is in some ways a calendar aggregator. But really, it's more about kind of scheduling and finding free time and matching people's schedules up. And, you know, Mark actually describes the whole thing much better than I could, especially in 2 minutes. So yet another reason to listen to the rest of the podcast. But it's a neat service. I signed up a couple of weeks ago, and I've been pretty impressed. I think it's a difficult problem to solve. And so far, it seems like they've done a really good job with the the not only the integration between calendars, but also just the interface and the UI that you have in order to kind of select free times and things.
Yeah. All right. And before we send you off to listen to Julian, Mark, and myself talk about Tungle, I wanted to let you know about one of our sponsors, xpages101.net, who has a fantastic series of video lessons on learning XPages. There's over 30 lessons, over 6 hours of video, instructional video, and you can go from knowing nothing about XPages to developing working XPages applications in no time. What they did give us was a discount code, and if you enter TN119, that's for taking notes, 119, TN119, you'll save 33% for the next 30 days.
Hi, we are here with, and you know, I don't think I'm going to try to pronounce the last name the correct way. I'm going to say Mark Gingras, but Mark, how do you really pronounce your last name?
That was pretty good. The first part, 50% right. It's Gingras, which is a French-Canadian name.
Okay. And actually, you know, with a name like Robichaud, I tend to get a few mispronunciations, but probably, you know, maybe not as many as you. because you live in Canada. And so
I
and you're speaking to us from Montreal today, is that right?
Beautiful Montreal.
Yes. And for the listeners who have not read the show notes yet, Mark is actually the CEO of Tungle. And we are going to talk about Tungle. And I think probably the best place to start, Mark, is what is Tungle and where did it start from?
So Tungle is a company I started 4 years ago. So we've been at it for quite some time, but always to solve the same pain. And it's to get busy professionals solving the pain of scheduling meetings. You know, you always go through this email ping pong back and forth of, are you available here? Are you available then? And then the person says no, and then you email back, you pick up the phone, and then if you're trying to get two or three or four people together, especially if you're trying to get people outside your company where you have no clue of their calendar or their availability, there's really nothing you can do. So we decided that was a pain, and 4 years ago we decided to say, let's attack that problem. And 4 years later, we're pretty close to solving it. We've launched last year in May of 2009. We've grown quite a bit and we can talk about that a bit later. But so that's the problem that we're solving.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the first piece that I had to try to understand with Tungle is whether or not Tungle was actually a calendar. Because from kind of my viewpoint as a Lotus Notes user, and I've got a business calendar already, and Tungle is kind of hooking into this, I tend to look at Tungle not as a calendar at all, but it's simply a tool that lets me interact with the calendar. Is that kind of the right way of looking at it or not?
It is. You know, think of Tungle as the Uber scheduler, right? So you can be using, I don't know, a Notes calendar. You could be using a Google calendar. You could be using an Outlook calendar. You can be using whatever calendar that you want and combinations of. And what you do is you then use Tungle on top of that to really help you schedule your meeting. So the way we look at it is the calendar, you know, hasn't evolved in so long. We call it the noun. It doesn't move. But Tungle is the verb. It's the scheduling. It's going to help you really save time scheduling your meetings, getting to meet people, interact with people, and so on. That's what Tungle does.
Right, Mark Bruce here. Tungle is truly fascinating because, for one, like you said, people don't have to be signed up for Tungle to, say, schedule a meeting with yourself, right?
That's right.
And what I've seen on some people's signature blocks inside of their email now is that they'll have a Tungle Me link to their calendar where I would click on it and I could see when that person has available time on their calendar to possibly have the meeting that I want to have with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So go ahead.
So the way it works is pretty straightforward. Like you sign up to Tungle. It's a free service. We're going to be launching later this year some premium capabilities, but everything I'm going to talk about today is free and is available and it will stay free. So what you do is you go to tungle.me or you can go to tungle.com. Same thing. It's going to redirect you to tungle.me. So tungle.me. And what you do when you sign up, you basically pick a URL. So, for example, mine is tungle.me/mark. I was lucky enough to be able to pick the /mark. So everybody gets their unique URL that they pick. And then what they do on that page, so now it's their scheduling page. And what they do is they customize it. They put their picture, they put their website, their phone number if they want to. They put whatever information that they want, personal message to the people going to that page and so on. But then what you see on that page is a calendar. And what's interesting is that you're not sharing your calendar with people. You know, like, you know, the standard free busy or full detail calendar sharing. That's not what Tungle is. On Tungle, what you do is you set the parameters of when you want to make yourself available for meetings. So, for example, you may be working from 9 to 5 and you want to be able to accept meetings from 9 to 5. That's fine. But maybe not. Maybe you're a consultant that just wants to have meetings in the afternoon. Maybe you're an investor and you just want to accept pitches from companies that want to have money in the mornings, or maybe you want to block off your Friday afternoon because you're off to the cottage. So you really get to customize it on a weekly template the way you want. And after that, you can also change it on a per day basis. So for example, if you're traveling for a day or taking a day off, you can actually take off that day so nobody can schedule meetings with you. So you're really setting the times that you're making yourself available for meetings. Not the times that you're busy, the times that you're making yourself available for meetings. And then to the earlier point, what you do is you then sync it with your calendar. So, you know, you keep on using your calendar for your everyday use, your Outlook, your Notes calendar, your Google calendar. You know, you keep on using what you are used to using, but then you synchronize it with Tungle. So that, let's say you said you were available all day Thursday for meetings from 9 to 5. But in your calendar, you're busy in the afternoon from 2 to 4. So what's going to end up happening is that Tungle's going to automatically take out that time that you're busy from the times that you said you're available. So it works really in sync, and it's a real-time synchronization. So people don't know what you're doing from 2 to 4. They just don't see it as available for meetings, so you'll never get double booked. So in summary, that's how it works. You basically now put that URL in your signature. Some people are putting it on their LinkedIn profile. You can put it on your blog. You can put it wherever you want. When people email you, say, hey, they want to meet with you, you can reply saying, great, go to tungle.me/Mark or whatever your name is, and people can then schedule meetings with you. And then we do a couple of cool things that we can get into, like we do automatic time zone discovery. So it works, you know, if you're on the East Coast and they're on the West Coast, we automatically do the calculations for you. We also make sure that the person is proposing multiple times. So it's not because you're free from 9 to 8 that, or 9 to 10 that they're going to pick that time. They get to propose 5, 6, 7, 8 times that they want to meet with you, and you get to pick that's the time that's most convenient for you without having them sign up to the service, which is also an important point. So in a nutshell, that's what Tungle really does.
Well, and you know, that's kind of an interesting concept where you talk about free time versus busy time, because most of us tend to think of our time in terms of busy time, like when I'm going to be doing something or when I'm supposed to be in a meeting. And it sounds like you almost have the opposite approach, where what you're doing is allowing people to say, here is when I'm available to do other things.
Yeah, because, you know, Tungle is a scheduling service. So it's not, you know, it wasn't built as your time tracking system, what am I doing now and so on for the individual. It was meant to be outward facing. And what's happening is that people don't care to know what you're actually doing. People want to know when you're free to meet them. And so giving them information that they didn't care about didn't make sense. And so we focused on what is the information they really want to know. Well, they want to know when you're available, and hence let's give them that information.
Well, and I think that also brings up a good point about privacy, because when I first installed the Tungle plugin for Lotus Notes, the first thing it did was it imported my calendar. Now, that is all information that's not available to other people, right?
That's correct. Now, we do have the capability, if you want to share your calendar with other people, but you are the one that decides to do that. It's not automatically done for you. So people that, assuming you didn't share your calendar with individual people, people that go to your Tungle Me page do not know what you're doing. They do not see your calendar. They do not see any of that. They really just see available on the times that you're available to meet. That's all.
Okay. And another interesting thing, I think, on the website interface anyway, is that you're using open authentication. So you're not even really, you don't have your own authentication store if people don't want to use that. I can log in through my Google account.
Absolutely. Google account, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we work with it.
Okay. Now, is that how the mobile devices work too? I saw that you've got clients for, you know, iPhone, BlackBerry, a lot of the mobile devices. Do those work the same way?
In terms of authentication?
I guess primarily, kind of the lead-in question would be authentication, but, and, you know, then it would probably be good to talk about the capabilities of those too.
Yeah. So in terms of signing up on the mobile device, we didn't do yet. Actually, that's on our roadmap to do the authentication too. But if you signed up through the web and then you log in through the mobile, then you'll be good to go. I mean, you don't need to confirm your email addresses and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I just did that. I downloaded from the App Store the Tungle Me app, and it asked me for my Tungle username and password.
That's right, which you set up once you sign in anyways.
That's correct. Right? That's correct. And
now, the mobile has a bit of a twist to it. One thing that we realized on the mobile platform was that people, you know, first of all, the interface is smaller, and people don't have the same amount of time that they do when they're sitting in front of a computer comfortably and going through scheduling a meeting. So we needed to make the interface faster, simpler, and more sexy in the same time. And so what we did on the iPhone, we call it Shake to Meet. On the BlackBerry, we call it Tungle Suggest, but it works in the same thing, where instead of having to go through and propose times to meet with someone by selecting time slots, on the iPhone, what you do is you take your phone. So first of all, you select who you want to meet. So, you know, I'll pick the names that I want to meet from my contact list. And then what I do, instead of going in and proposing time, which could be a bit tedious on a small interface, what you do is you just shake your phone. And on the BlackBerry, it's actually the same thing, except you don't shake your BlackBerry because it doesn't have the accelerometers. But what you do is you press a button. And what happens at that point, Tungle will automatically return times that would work for the people that you have in your contact list. And then you can select all those times and send it off as an invitation to the people for a meeting. So it's pretty markety when you think about it, but at the same time, it's used a lot. Our users love that capability because it's just so simple. They just pick names, shake their phone, and off they go.
You know, I wish I could kind of do that in real life.
Yeah. When you started saying that, I'm thinking about like a project management system. I'm going to shake my phone, tell me all the people whose tasks are late, and then send them a calendar invite because I want to meet with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well I was thinking I actually want to shake Bruce and just say, Bruce, when are you available?
All right.
Well, actually, we had some users email us and say, I love this capability. Can you do it so I can shake my laptop and it's going to work? And I'm like, it's going to be a bit more of R&D.
So, Mark, you said Tungle. Is it Tungle or Tungle Me?
Well, Tungle is the name of the company, so Tungle Corporation. And our service is Tungle Me, Tungle.me.
Okay. So were you a bunch of you just sitting around one day? Do you guys have former lives, say, in calendaring backgrounds? And how did the name Tungle as well come to be?
So the name is actually one of our biggest corporate secrets. Only the Tungle team knows where the name came from. And so the only way to find out is to join the team. But the idea came from a previous startup that I was involved with that we eventually sold to Avaya. It was in the voice over IP market. And we had built a phone system for small businesses that eliminated the need for a central server. Because when you think about it, there was, you know, if you look at phone systems in for a company, you have the PBX, which is kind of the centralized server, the brain of the phone system. And then you have the phones, which are the dumb terminals that really had no intelligence there. And when you looked at a small business for 5, 10, 15 people, it was quite expensive because the PBXs could be several thousand dollars and then the phones are $300 each or whatever. And to connect up to the server, well, so to PBX, well, for a small business, you're talking about $700, $800 per person. And I remember in that startup, when it came the time to, when we grew to about, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 people, we started to have a lot of meetings between each other and also started to have meetings with people outside the company, and we realized it was a pain to schedule. And so we looked around what the only solutions that were available at the time was something like an Exchange server or a Domino server or whatever you could use at that time. And that was expensive because you had to build, first have a server, maintain it, set it up, you know, and then have the Outlook connections to that, and you had to know what you were doing. That cost a lot. It was like $500 per person, and for a small business, that was a lot of money. So anyways, Nimcat, which was the company, the voice over IP company that we were with, we eventually sold it, and then I left and the Avaya to do other things, and then I wanted to start a company, and I remembered that problem. And I said, hold on, maybe the principle that we had at Nimcat to get rid of the central PBX makes sense. But then I started to look into it and said, okay, maybe we should build a distributed Exchange server. And so that it eliminates all the need for this central server within the company. But things had evolved, and really, you know, the web was evolving. You had these things in the cloud that were building up. So maybe instead of having it locally, you could build it in the cloud. And also looking at the problem, you know, why do people get Exchange servers? Yes, there's mailing capabilities and file servers and all that stuff. But one of the main drivers is calendar sharing. And when you think about it, calendar sharing was really there to help people schedule meetings between themselves. And so when we did some additional research and found out was, you know what, 60% of people's meetings have at least one person from outside the company. And there was really nothing that helps you solve that problem. And so we said, you know what? That's a problem. That's a problem that we want to solve. Let's see what we can do to build that out. And that's how the idea of Tungle started. So we said, you know what? Let's focus on helping people schedule meetings, especially with people outside your company. and eliminating all that need for an Exchange server or Domino server within the enterprise, but more importantly, kind of create this global way for people to schedule meetings between each other outside the corporation.
And then, you know, kind of all the way to present day, you've recently done this whole Tungle Manifesto, right? What is that all about?
Well, you know, we've been pretty heads down, busy, and we know where we're heading as a company, where we want to bring this company and so on. And what we realize is that we do an iterative process in terms of development where every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we do an upgrade to our service. And that we launch small capabilities, sometimes larger ones. And sometimes people don't quite understand where we're heading. And it was also important for people to understand where we want to go. So as we build our new capabilities, they understand that we have a bigger vision than just what seems to be apparent right now. And at the same time, what we also know is that calendar is something that people use because they have to, but it hasn't evolved in years, you know, centuries. You know, it's still, you know, look at your notes calendar, compare it with your Outlook calendar, compare it with Google calendar, with any calendar that you want. They all look the same. Take out the branding, take out the logo. They all look the same. Five day grid or 7 day grid, you know, and so on. And it doesn't give you any additional capabilities other than helping you track your time. But your calendar has so much valuable information in it. Your calendar knows who you're meeting, who you've met, who are the people you meet the most, where do you spend your time, what do you spend your time on. Your calendar knows all that. And we spent the last 3 years, 4 years of this company making sure that we could aggregate the data from all these different sources. So Tungle works today with Outlook, with Oracle Exchange, Google Calendar, iCal, Entourage, Lotus Notes, BlackBerry Calendar, Yahoo Calendar, Hotmail Calendar, which is Windows Live Calendar. You name it, we work with it. And so now we can aggregate all this data and start giving you information about how you're using your time and how to better do it. So scheduling is an important component because it's how to optimize how you're spending a painful time trying to figure out when other people are free. But also what we can do now that we have that information is give you some valuable insights of what you're doing with your time and where you're heading. So you'll see some important capabilities that we'll be advancing in the next quarter or so on how you use your time and what you're doing with it. And the manifesto for us was a way to get the industry to also talk about this vision that we have. First of all, to make sure that we weren't on the wrong track, but also to help them contribute to our vision.
Now, that is really cool, because I thought that you were going to go completely in the direction of sort of the social networking aspect of calendaring, because social networks are the big thing, and Twitter and Facebook and whatever happens to be hot these days. But you branched off in a completely different direction with analytics, and you're talking about actually taking that data and just doing some aggregation and pulling information out of it. That's pretty impressive.
But I would add to that social networks play an important role in this aggregation, because your calendar has information on who you're meeting, what you're doing, and all that. But social networks also can put it in context. So when you start aggregating data from your social network and your calendar information, you can start having some variable, valuable, contextual information to help you be more productive. Think about this scenario here, where you're going on a business trip. Most probably, if you're like many business professionals like me and other people, when you're going on a business trip, probably the first place that knows that you're going on a business trip is your calendar. For me, even before my wife, my calendar knows I'm going to on a business trip to San Francisco, for example. Now, my calendar now knows I'm going to San Francisco. Well, it knows that I will need a car. It knows that I'll need a hotel. Well, it also knows that I'm part of this corporation, and maybe this corporation have special rules of what types of hotels and airfare and all that I need to that I can use. So maybe it's giving me recommendations of stuff I need to do. Then I'm using Tungle to schedule meetings because I have to meet clients and so on. And it's giving me availability of my clients because they are sharing it openly because they want us to meet and so on. So we're scheduling these meetings easily. And at the same time, well, my calendar knows the locations of all these different meetings, so it can help me route my way and also make sure that I have enough time for travel. Now that I have enough time for travel, it also knows from the past that I do a lot of Foursquare check-ins at Starbucks all around the world because I love coffee, for example. Well, it knows that there is a Starbucks on the way. So now it can tell me, by the way, you'll be able to stop at this Starbucks or whatever, and then you can get your coffee like you usually do at that time, because that's when I usually do a Foursquare check-in at a Starbucks or whatever. So now my calendar can be a lot more intelligent about that. And then in the evening, well, I have nothing to do, so it can start giving me recommendations of entertainment stuff that I might want to go, or restaurants and so on. So you can see how your calendar can start being intelligent because it has a history of what you're doing. It also knows who you're meeting and the type of people you're meeting with, and maybe through the other social networks like Facebook and TripIt and OpenTable and all that, knows their favorite location, so it can start giving you recommendations with respect to that. So like I said, you're using analytic and statistics of what's in the calendar, but you start aggregating it with what's in the social network, and you start having a very, very compelling service above and beyond this boring five-day grid thing that's helping you track your time. I mean, hasn't evolved. But your calendar can now start being something that you're going to enjoy doing because it's helping you be more productive as a business person, as a business professional.
Yeah. Well, although, you know, it's neat because if you look at it from the purely social networking standpoint and what other people are doing, you have Facebook, who wants to be the one place that you go to for your personal life updates or pictures or something. Or you want Twitter, who wants to be the one place that people go to for, you know, kind of small 140 character ramblings about life. Or you have these location services that want to be the location service that you want to check into. But Tungle, you know, I would, if I was going to extend that to calendaring, I would think, oh, well, these guys want to be the calendar that everyone uses, but you really don't. You don't want to be anyone's calendar at all. You want to be the tool that people are using to manage all of that data.
Exactly. You know what? All these tools, Foursquare, Twitter, maybe less Twitter, but Facebook and all that, maybe, but my point is all these different sources, TripIt, for example, is not a good sort of PlanCast, are all sources that need an anchor. It's valuable information that are up there in the cloud, but there's no anchor that puts it in context of what else you were doing at that time. The calendar is the natural place where, in my opinion, and I'm totally biased, but I, you know, talking to other experts and industry pundits, they kind of all agree that at one point your calendar is kind of the view of how you're spending your time, who you're meeting, and so on. So that's where that data can be aggregated, and then from that you can start giving very valuable information.
So Mark, you know, our Taking Notes audience are primarily Lotus Notes users, and you guys make, like you said earlier, connectors for Notes, for Outlook, for, I don't know how you do the calendar integration with, say, Gmail or Yahoo, but as far as the Notes connector goes, this is a plugin that you download, right, from the Tungle site, right?
That's correct.
And then you install it, you set up your credentials, and in a couple seconds, minutes later, you're syncing your Notes calendar with Tungle, right?
All securely, absolutely.
Okay. So I get how to do it for Notes. How do you do it with, you know, other than, say, Outlook and Notes, these cloud-based mail offerings?
So depending on the offering, so for example, Google has a good, it's called OAuth, authentication. So what happens is you get on Tungle and then there's, okay, synchronize with your Google Calendar or Google Apps or whatever. You click on that. What it does, it branches you off to Google, and then on Google, so you're no longer on Tungle, you put in your Google credentials, so your username and password on Google, so you're not on Tungle, you're not giving us any information. And what it does, it then says, okay, Bob, do you want to give Tungle access to your information? And then you say, yeah, grant access. And what it does, it then passes to Tungle a token. It says, this is the special token you need to use, Tungle, to have access to Bob's information. So when we want to access your data, we use that token. At any point in time, either in Tungle or in Google, you can revoke access and that token no longer becomes available. Now, I kind of explained kind of the technical part of it, but to you, the user, all what happens is you're on Tungle, you say, I want to sync my calendar, it brings you to Google, and this is all seamless. You put in your username and password, you click on grant access, and you're done. And now you're automatically syncing.
So I can sync Bruce's Google calendar, his Notes calendar, and say his Yahoo calendar, right? It's not just one calendar, right?
That's right, Bruce. So you can sync, you know, if you have multiple Google calendars, if you have multiple, and also your contact list, so you can sync and pick and choose which one you want to sync with Tungle.
And I guess, you know, one thing to kind of keep in mind is that when you say that maybe you're syncing your Gmail calendar and your Notes calendar, you're not syncing those two things together with each other. You're syncing them both on Tungle so that your Gmail calendar doesn't suddenly have all of your business calendar appointments on it in Gmail.
That's right. So we're not a bridge between two endpoints. So you sync it all up into Tungle and that's it. Although, you know, we're getting a lot of requests for people that are asking us to be that bridge. I guess the syncing tools out there are not that strong, and they want us to start doing that. So that's something we'll look at doing. It's not on our short-term roadmap, but it is a request that we see coming.
Mm-hmm. I would just tell them to pick one calendar and use that. No, what kinds of things, other than telling us what Tungle means, are you guys planning? I know you discussed it a little bit, but can you give us maybe just a little hint, maybe?
Yeah. So we a few things. So right now, today, we have the BlackBerry app and we have the iPhone app. Mobile is very important for us because business professionals that have a lot of meetings are on the go, traveling, and so on. Android is a device that we will be supporting very shortly. So give us maximum 2 months and you're going to see an Android app out there with some twists to them. And I'll leave the twists as a surprise, but it's not going to be exactly what you see on the iPhone app or the BlackBerry app. We've learned from these apps and decided to apply them to our new app that we're building on the Android. So I'm actually really excited about that. The other thing is, I mentioned about it, we are going to be coming out with some premium capabilities, and we'll talk about those premiums when we have them. But you know, they go in line with what we're talking about in terms of our vision. I think it's going to make a huge difference as to how people perceive how they're using their time and their calendar.
You guys are on Twitter, right?
Uh-huh. Tungle Rocks.
So that's Tungle Rocks, TungleRocks on Twitter. You guys have a blog as well on the Tungle Me site, I believe, right?
That's right.
Where else can we find and learn more about Tungle?
We have a Facebook fan page and a LinkedIn group that you can join as well.
Anything else, Julian, for Mark? Or Mark, anything else for Bruce and Julian?
Well, nothing for me, this being Julian, and because it sounds like we get to talk to Mark maybe in a couple weeks or a month or something like that about some of whatever the new announcements are going to be.
Yeah, you know, we announced our Notes plugin back in, I think, April of last mm-hmm. year. We've got a really good relationship with the guys from IBM. I mean, Ed Brill, which you probably know very well, is a good friend of ours. We love working with him and in his team, and also some other groups within IBM. And we didn't stop at that. We didn't stop at just building the connector and say, okay, that's all the work we're going to do together. I think there's some good synergies between our different companies. And so what we will be announcing is some additional stuff specifically for the IBM community in the upcoming weeks. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this, guys, in a couple of weeks.
Okay. The other thing that Julian mentioned earlier was the Calendar of the Future Manifesto. Is there a direct URL for that, Mark?
Yes, it's calendarofthefuture.com.
Okay, and there's a couple of videos there. And
absolutely.
Ed Brill is in there, Robert Scoble, Mark, you're in there. There's a couple people from LinkedIn. And
that's right.
Yep.
Ellen Levy from LinkedIn, which is one of our advisors. She's VP of Corporate Strategy there. There is Don Dodge from Google, former Microsoft guy that's on there, another of our advisor. We've got some guys from Facebook also talking on in that manifesto, Yahoo as well. Some pretty heavy hitters as well, heavy hitters that are contributing and talking about their vision of where the calendar should be. So it's not just, you know, a Tungle propaganda. It's really about, you know, the people that are dealing with calendars and what they see the calendar will be. And so people will get a sense of where our work is heading as a group, as an industry.
Julian, anything else for Mark?
I have nothing else for right now, Bruce. That was a lot of stuff that I just didn't know. So good interview. Thank you.
Yes, Mark, thank you very much. And we'll be talking with you soon again once Tungle announces some of the kind of stuff that you mentioned. So, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Bruce and Julian, for having me on the show.